Oh, it's a tough day for one of the darlings of the lockdown and pandemic era. We're seeing Zoom shares fall more than 16% after their latest earnings report has showed slowing growth, which was largely expected here. But want to dig into the results for the latest quarter, better than expectations on both the top and bottom line. As you see, it's the first ever $1 billion quarter for Zoom, $1.02 billion to be exact there. But when you look at the current period and expectations around what they could report, 102 again and 4.01 billion for the fiscal year. The street had been expecting quarterly revenue as much as 1.06 billion and annual sales of 4.08 billion, according to Bloomberg estimates. So we are seeing a bit of a pullback, to say the least, in shares today as you look out for Zoom and what's expected there. And for more on that, I want to bring on Matthew Nicknam, Deutsche Bank equity research analyst, joins us right now. And Matthew, I mean, when we look at this, it's kind of one of those scenarios where everyone knew Zoom probably wasn't going to be able to keep up the growth that they had shown in the pandemic as everything in our lives shifted to a virtual setting. But just kind of, the slowdown is pretty remarkable when you look at it, 369% in the fiscal fourth quarter, 191% in the quarter after that, then 54% here in the last quarter. So talk to me about maybe why it's surprising to see shares down this much.
Yeah, I mean, I would say probably not as significant as a surprise when you think about the prospects for sequential growth being flat to down. And I think that's really the biggest factor weighing on shares today. And as you noted, this is a stock that had gone from, sub $1 billion to about 4 billion plus in sort of annualized revenue this year. 326% growth a year last fiscal year, and now you're thinking about 54% down to 32% this next fiscal quarter, exiting the year at about 16, and looking at really mid-teens type growth on a go-forward basis. And so collectively now, you've got a stock that had been trading north of 20 times next 12 months sales with a meaningfully slower growth profile as we sort of come out of the pandemic.
Yeah, how does that maybe compare? I mean, we can dig into what we learned this quarter, but just off your point there, on a valuation basis, how does it maybe compare to its peers in terms of how much weight investors had been putting on the growth that they hope to see?
Yeah, I mean, Zoom obviously has gotten a sort of once in a century type catalyst when you think about a global pandemic, lockdowns that effectively have made them a necessity, right? When you think about being able to continue business operations, Zoom was the first phone call any business owner was making, I'd say, for the better part of the last year in order to ensure that things would continue on a streamlined basis. Now, as you think about reopening and things going back to normal, you've obviously got a small business cohort that makes up about 36% of Zoom's revenue. They are the most prone to churn as you think about our economic reopening. And then even upmarket, Zoom is making the right moves. They're trying to make the platform much more sticky. If you think about it, a lot of the add-on offerings that they're going to be bringing on board to the platform. However, you're also seeing a little bit more deliberate buying patterns, enterprises reevaluating, wanting to see what the future of work looks like. And so I think we're moving now from a very sort of aggressive buying pattern a year ago for the better part of the last, we'll call it 12 to 18 months, to a much more steady, slower growth profile. And I think it's been a little bit of a wake-up call for shares today.
Yeah, and you have a price target of 350 a share here, so maybe not completely over in terms of where we're at today. Maybe considered it a buying opportunity in your eyes, but I mean, when you look forward here, to your point, they didn't add as many large customers as analysts were expecting, only about 36% from a year earlier. So when you think about that compared to 87% in the prior quarter, is that kind of how Zoom's going to live or die here? It's going to be those larger customers, or what do you see maybe giving it the boost back to 350 to hit your price target?
Yeah,
And do you keep the thesis?
sure. Yeah, I mean, that's a year-end 2022 price target. So we've got a ways to go from where we're sitting today. And from a path perspective, I would argue in the near term, you are looking at a much choppier growth trajectory. To your point, I think larger enterprise is really what's going to carry this company and what's going to be sort of the centerpiece of company investment for the next decade. You've seen the company invest in Zoom Phone. You've seen them invest in a new product called Zoom Events. You've seen them make an acquisition of Five9 in order to bring on board more contact center as a service. And so they're trying to enhance the value proposition around their core meetings product, make it a much more sticky platform. The issue is, number one, that's going to take some time in order to harden and get all those pieces in place. And then secondly, while that's happening, you've got 36% of revenues coming from businesses with less than 10 employees. And as I said, that's a pretty high churn customer set. And you've seen now churn pick up over the course of fiscal 2Q. And my sense is the guide, which is implying a slight sequential decline at the midpoint in the next two fiscal quarters, assumes a little bit sharper degradation of revenues within that small business base as these customers effectively ditch Zoom meetings and go back to in-person.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch all of that play out. But I think if I were a betting man here, and I have no insider information on this one, but it's probably not going to be Yahoo Finance's Company of the Year 2021. It won that in 2020. It had a great run-up, as you said. We'll see what happens there, but probably not the same year for Zoom. Matthew Nicknam, Deutsche Bank Equity Research Analyst, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today. Be well.